Secretary Dillon, 2191.
Hello.
Yes, Nick.
I saw Everett Dirksen just a little while ago, and he told me he was breakfasting with you, and I thought you'd like a fill-in.
Good.
He said right off that there's going to be a bill, and it will be retroactive, and he personally had no trouble with the bill except for the dividend credit, and need to know a budget figure sometime in January, early, not now. I found him a bit relaxed about timing and about pushing to really get something done in the next week or so, and I pushed him on it a good bit and told him the need to give the image to the public that we were doing something, and also the need for early enactment so it wouldn't have to be retroactive too much, which disrupts our budget and disrupts the thing economically by putting these big refunds over the next year. I think he understood that, and he then said that he would try to move and get some action done, and that he offered to make a press statement after the executive session start, indicating that he felt the prospects were much better and that the bill should move faster than he'd originally thought. He told me that, which was interesting, that John Williams is in a relaxed mood, and told him he would not try to delay the bill in committee sessions at all, and he didn't think anyone would except probably Albert Gore. And he's talking a lot with Byrd. I think that all he needs is which you can do much better than I can, is a little extra shove or some whatever you can tell him that'll make him do that, so we get some more positive action. But he's on the right track, and he's sort of acting as if he's our floor manager for the bill now, which is interesting sort of attitude.
Oh, that's good. Well, now, I gather that they're going to try to tentatively agree to vote on all the amendments and write the report over the holidays and be ready to come back when they...
As quick as they can. That's what we're pressing them for. I think that's what we should press him for.
Mm.
One thing that Senator Byrd mentioned, which I think we could... we're pressing, but some help from your people would be helpful with the Smathers and the leadership, is to be sure that there's a quorum readily available when they get into these executive sessions next week, because that's one thing that Byrd mentioned, that, and it is true, since they don't have a quorum, he just sits around and nothing happens, and waste an awful lot of time. And
well, now, what can you do? Why don't you put Fowler or somebody on that and just tail them up and call them together up there? And
we'll get each
Larry
one.
O'Donnell and just Larry O'Brien,
yeah,
and say, we've got to have this quorum to get this bill out, and y'all got to help us. This
That's right. Well, we'll do that. If we have any trouble with any particular ones, we'll let you know. Though, as you know, the ones we feel that at some point before we start that you ought to talk to are Russell Long, who wants to... see that certain commitments still stand, and I don't know what they are, but there's something. And
has he got some commitments with them?
We don't, but Larry O'Brien did have, and he probably fit in on them with Russell Long. That's the only one I know. Clint Anderson is another one that needs a word from the top. He always has, and I guess always will. And we thought Vance Hartke would be helped considerably, and beyond that, we have nothing unless there's someone you felt you wanted, knew, or could wanted to talk to, such as Herman Talmadge or someone like that. But we don't think it's essential.
All right. Tell me if you do, and tell me if you do, and I will. I won't try to get Byrd to come down here and talk to me without my asking.
Yeah. Well, that'd be when he never went before, you know, the White House. So I don't know whether he'll do that. He's not used to going. But Long is really the key one, but he's in Louisiana the rest of the week for his election. But it's important to talk to him early next week.
Well, much obliged, Doug.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Mr.